Okay, so our depression scores are on the bottom. And, well, one thing you can see is that this also is a skewed distribution, but this is skewed in the opposite direction. You also see a little bump out there at the 7. Again, I wouldn't argue that this is a bimodal distribution, but you sort of wonder about the 7s. I guess as a clinician, I wonder, are the 7s the same? And, you know, are these the same people in both cases? Do we have some people in the class this year or last year that were both anxious and depressed at the same time, or whether these are different people? But anyways, that's not a statistical question. That's a clinical question. So we have a positively skewed distribution for depression. You'd expect then the mean to be greater than the median. In both cases, I've drawn the mean and the standard deviation. Now, you know, so how do you compare scores on the distribution? Well, 68%, if this were a theoretical population, and if these were normal, you could sort of say the percentage of people that fall between plus and minus one. But you can't do that here because these are not normal distributions. Once you move out of away from normal distributions, all those percentiles don't work. So we don't know for sure, you know, what the proportions are between plus and minus one standard deviation, or that much about the percentiles. But we can compare scores if we convert to something like a standard deviation. So somebody who scores on depression of 3.5 is one standard deviation above the mean. That corresponds to somebody who's closer to 5 on anxiety. So it doesn't make much sense to say, well, I got a 5 on anxiety and a 1 on depression. It doesn't really mean anything when you're talking about raw scores. But if you say, well, I was one standard deviation above the mean on anxiety, so I had a plus 1 on anxiety and minus 0.5 on depression, then you can make a more meaningful comparison. So comparing raw scores doesn't make a lot of sense, but comparing standard deviation scores might. So if I said I had a plus 1 on one distribution and a minus 0.5 on another, that gives you information that you can't get from raw scores. Plus 1 means you're above the mean and tells you pretty much how far above the mean. Minus 0.5 means you're below the mean. Already that contains lots of information that you don't have if you just have raw scores.